Your notes from yesterday's program. Biggie just got an email from a P1 listener, Pickleballer, who says, I nailed it on the injuries. Charles Barkley recently was critical of the game of pickleball because he says old people are going out there doing things they ought not do and injuring themselves. I have heard the number one injury in pickleball is when a ball is lobbed over your head and you start running backwards, literally backwards. You're supposed to turn sideways and run and get behind it and hit the overhead shot. But when you back up, you can fall and hit your head. And apparently the emailer did that.
Yep. In his email, he said, Kelly nailed it on the biggest pickleball injuries.
No one's ever said that in 28 years.
There you go.
Hey, Kelly got it right. No one ever said it. That's right.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
He says, I was running backwards and reached up for an overhead shot and fell back and hit my head. I damaged the fourth optical nerve on my right side and now have to wear glasses with prism to correct really bad double vision.
Yeah. I do hear that is the most common thing. In fact, pickleball instructors on the first day of instruction will tell you, here's how you run to get a ball that's over your head.
Now, he added this. Mm-hmm. However, I smoked the shot down the line and scored.
Hell yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Worth
That's
it?
What I'm talking. Yes, worth it.
Oh, he says, I'm worth it.
I'd see two of y'all the rest of my life if I could hit a shot like that. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a lot of vision.
Can I get that on video?
Yeah. Oh, you pushed me down. Yeah, there's a guy I play with regularly named Rick. I can speak to this. You know I can speak to this. This is about lob shots, okay?
Yeah.
So the other night, there's a guy we play with also regularly named Sean. And Sean hits the lob, which is a fairly rare shot. I mean, you hit it, but it's not that often. You lob it over somebody's head. It's hard to get it over my head. You know, I'm so tall.
For right? sure.
Okay.
Is that, can I ask this in a, I don't know how to put this. Is it known as kind of a bit shot?
A little bit of a bit shot if you do it too often.
Because it's one of those where you're like, you know,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
So.
It's a little bit, it drives you, the guys crazy because then you have to back up and get it. But it's also a tough shot because to get it over their head and land it in the court takes some precision. And this guy, Sean, hits it a lot and very effectively. But behind his back, we call him a bitch.
Yeah, especially if it's like the last shot. Like, oh, yes, big time.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of times, in fact, if I hit one during a game, I'd be like, okay, I'm not doing that again. Because it ticks
I
off.
I feel like you get one. Yeah. And if you do it again, it's like, all right.
Exactly. So I'm playing against this guy, Rick, who's probably the best player I play with regularly. Nice guy and very competitive. All right. So we're playing, and Sean is there just watching. He's not even playing that night. He's just watching. And he's there like 5 minutes. Well, the two guys we're playing against, Rick and Juan, have been kicking our tail all night long, per usual. So in the play that Sean is watching, Rick hits a little shot that I have to kind of really run in hard to get, and I flip it over his head, and I hit a very nice shot over his head. He can't quite get to it. It's a lob, and it lands. So Sean goes, yeah, we think about that lob, Rick. We think about that lob. Well, that tied the game at 1-1. And I saw Rick's face go into another gear.
Cue up the music.
They beat us 11-1. Yeah.
I mean, this is right where the montage starts in the 80s movie.
Yes.
What about that lob, Rick?
I'm the best.
He wasn't even playing.
No, but he interjected. I bet Rick just whooped.
You cannot do that. That's the worst.
They beat us so bad. We didn't get enough. That was the last point we got.
Rick's doing shots you've never even seen before.
God. He was, and then like he'd hit a winning shot, and he'd like pump his fist. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sean left. Sean was gone.
Hey guys, have fun.
He was just there picking up his daughter. That's all he was doing. And he's like, "Eat it, Rick. What do you think about that lob now?"
And that was it, man. And Rick just destroyed
behind the back, between the legs. Oh.
You and the Diesel are just looking at each other.
Did he even hit it?
I don't know.
I mean, at one point, Diesel and I clunked his.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Terrible.
Oh.
Terrible. I said, I mean, as Sean was leaving, I was like, well, thanks a lot, Sean. We just got our ass kicked.
See you guys later.
He was wearing Birkenstocks. He wasn't even there to play. Unbelievable. The other thing from yesterday's program, an email, we had talked about airlines, TSA, and like, a couple of days ago, a security expert from Harvard has said the amount of liquid that's allowed into a plane is security theater. Sorry, I love this montage.
It's my favorite montage.
Other than Rocky, it's my favorite one. So this guy says, a P1 listener says, it happened to me again. I was flying to Cleveland last week. For about 8 years, anytime I go through the airport security machine, my crotch lights up. And nobody can figure out why. It's like E.T.'s finger is my penis.
Let's see it.
And nobody can figure it out. It's like the guy's nose on the Operation game.
Oh, jeez.
That can't be true. It cannot be true. And he says, I don't know what causes it. It happens every single time. I fly about 5 times a year. I recently went to Cleveland. I've lived half my life without this happening, and now the last 8 years or so, they make me remove my belt. It still lights up. They search me with their hands to the point that I have standard jokes for the embarrassment. Is that a weapon? Not since college.
Never been called that before.
What gives? I'd be worried I had cancer.
That's what I was going to say. I'd go to the doctor and
I would too.
My first thought was all the protein powders they say have heavy metals in them. So and they could maybe be stored in your scrotum area, because that's where microplastics end up getting stored.
Whoa,
in a man.
Maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He said they wand me. It lights up, but no one knows why. That has got to be the only. I can't imagine anybody else has that.
That's wild. And you're right. I'd be on my way to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Going.
Yeah.
Check me out.
I would too.
MRI me.
He said, it's very embarrassing, and I don't know anybody who knows. He said, I have had this happen. I have been fondled in 20 airports across North America. Oh, he says.
Congratulations.
Jimmy, why is this guy's crotch lighting up, would you say?
It happens to me every time I go into the airport. I get two little pings on my crotch area, and I believe the metal clips for my vasectomy.
The metal clips from your vasectomy. That's probably what it is.
Do they have to search you every time?
Every time I'm getting patted down. Every time.
Oh no.
That is crazy. That I bet you're right. I bet that's exactly what it is. Thank you, Jimmy. I'm gonna write this guy back, even though it's against my policy.
Have you had a vasectomy?
Yeah, I'll ask him. If he's had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
God, I'll write the wrong guy back. How's your vasectomy? You know. But now I've had a vasectomy, and it doesn't happen to me.
But didn't they burn yours?
Yeah, they burned me.
I wonder if there's a
different way.
Yeah, because I didn't know. I always thought it was burning, but he said metal clips.
Uh-huh.
So maybe there's.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Got to the bottom of it. Look at that. I'm going to write him back and say, it's possible it's your vasectomy. Yeah, they burned mine and then soldered both ends of the vas deferens. Sorry to get so technical.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is.
God, never to grow back.
No, no. They said if you have another child, the child will grow up to be the Pope. I'm like, okay. All right. You better. I better get that in writing. So far, so good. There is a comedian who I thought this hit right on the money too. His name is Joe DeRosa. Fun fact, Biggie actually opened for Joe DeRosa
a long time ago.
He's really made it.
Well, you know, it's the old, you think they're new and hot, but secretly he's been grinding for 15, 20 years.
Look where he's taken off to. And look at you. Both of them.
I was when I opened for him.
Yep.
Here in the seat.
Both. That's unbelievable.
Right. Same. Both unbelievable. But he's talking about flying first class. I thought, this is absolutely a true statement.
Everything is a hustle. Quality. Quality is a hustle. It's fake. Doesn't exist. First class is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. First class sucks. It's a chair you can fit in. That's it. That's all it is. But they make coach class so utterly that by the time you get up to first class, you're like, oh my God, this is fantastic. My kneecaps aren't turning inside out from the seat in front of me. I get free orange juice before takeoff. What am I, a princess? This was definitely worth an extra $1,700 to Tampa.
He's exactly right.
He is right, yes.
All it is a decent seat. That's all it is. They make the others so bad, you'll pay an extra $1,800. That's right on the money.